This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
888-808-1019, the number to call. Jay is calling from Miller Place. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Phil. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for making it.
Show.
What's up?
Hey, listen, just 2 points. I know Volpe's struggles have been well-documented throughout the season. Do you think there's any chance that in the second half they would bring up Lombardi and either put him down or do something?
You're talking about George Lombard Jr.? I'm not sure with that. I forget about who they'd bring up, right, because there's two separate things. Would they bring up Lombard and have him be an impact player, and would they send Volpe down? I don't know if the two would correlate. I'm not sure about Lombard, if he's ready or not. I wouldn't hold my breath on that for now. But again, I don't know. As far as the Volpe part, sending him down, I think that's more... And now, I don't think they're going to do it, but to me, if it continues like this, Jay, how do you not? How do you not send him down?
You DSA'd LeMahieu. You're making changes. You're trying to say, hey, listen, we need to prioritize offense. Guys, and again, defensively, he's not there, right? To your point about consistency earlier in the show, you've got to be consistent 1 through 9. And he is just, you thought he was a leadoff hitter. He's not. You've got to be more consistent overall. So Boone's got to do something there.
Yeah, you nailed it. And thank you for the call, Jay. And I mean, you're going to hold other guys accountable, which you should. And this is not making a rash decision on Volpe. Here's what they're going to hope. They're going to hope that it corrects itself. And they're going to give it some time. I don't know how much time, because now they get the Red Sox breathing down their neck and they're behind the Blue Jays. Now, that could change in a week, 2 weeks. Okay, sure. And maybe the more success that they have, the more time it buys them. But forget about his offense. Right now, I think if you're Boone or Cashman or the Yankees, and I know from a Yankee fan perspective, if it were me, I would sign right now to have Volpe hit ninth, let him do whatever offensively, struggle, whatever you get to bonus. But I need him to play clean defense at short. It's not third base, not second base, not first base. He's a shortstop. And on a team that's trying to tighten things up and get to a World Series championship level, you're going to roll Volpe out there who's going back on routine ground balls, letting the ball play him? What? And that's just one instance. That, like, what he did yesterday, that's not a major league play. That's not a big league play. Errors happen. His bad throw in the dirt to Goldschmidt on the run, that happens. By the way, he's not even putting enough on a ball. There was a play earlier in the game that should have been a double play, and Volpe just kind of floated the ball over there. Like, there are little things right now. He's not even doing it the right way defensively, like at a big league level. Errors happen. Mistakes happen. What he's doing is more than just a mistake, a physical error. He's lost. So, to answer...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The question, if it were me years ago, I would have, the first year where there were some struggles, I would have sent him down. They didn't, they stuck with it year two. They're sticking with it year three. I think at some point, they're going to have to send him down. Otherwise, you're going to live with this? Could cost you. Could cost you your season. Jeff is in Cranford, New Jersey. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Sal. We don't want you moving back to Long Island, but letting you know there's rattlesnakes and copperheads in New Jersey also, and they are poisonous.
No, dude. I don't want... What do you mean? Rattlesnakes and copperheads? I don't even know what that is. Rattlesnake, I've heard of.
Copperheads, just as poisonous. It's more in northern New Jersey. Up in the mountain. I'm not sure where you live, but
what's northern New Jersey? Give me the county. Morris County? I think that's where I am.
Yeah, you can find them in Morris County, Hunterton.
What do you do when you see them? Like, you just see these things and you're like, oh, yeah, whatever?
I was hiking out in Worthington State Park, and I almost stepped on a rattlesnake. And when you hear the rattles, that's when you... get freaked out.
Yeah, yeah. You think? Well, I can't. Thank you for the call, Jeff, and for the insight. See, I can't blame the snake here. You were hiking. You were going into his house. You're going in. When you start hiking and you go in those mountains and woods and all that stuff, hey, all bets are off. You're entering his home. This guy was entering my home. I don't want to bother you. You don't bother me. I'm trying to go in the pool and enjoy a peaceful weekend. And I got to see this little thing there coiled up. In my mind, waiting to attack, but in reality, the lady, the animal control lady, he's just looking for some sun. If he's still in the same spot, he's just looking for some sun. He's looking for some sun? I'm gonna go elsewhere. Anybody else? You know, they don't tell you these things when you're buying the house. Oh, yeah, we've seen bear, we've seen snakes. A deer I could live with. Chipmunks, sure. Squirrels. I'm all for it. Even the fox. It's like, oh, okay. Saw one at night one time, driving home late at night. Not a big deal. Snakes? No, thank you. Cappy is calling from Mount Pleasant, New York. What's up, Cappy?
Hey, Sal. I'm sorry to go off topic for a second. Don't be mad at your screener. Mm-hmm. He was kind of, you know. But I thought it was interesting. I think your listeners will think this is interesting. When you brought up Giancarlo, and it came up twice, and you brought up the fact that he drove in 100 three times.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the interesting thing. It's like a statistical quirk, in my opinion. Mickey Mantle drove in 100 runs four times. When I ask all my friends at trivia, they all guess 8, 9, 12. But he only did it four times. Much of the same reason as Giancarlo, because he was always hurt. But I just thought that was an interesting stat, that Mantle only drove in 100 four times.
Yeah, I'm just pulling it up now. 1, 2, 3. I mean, he drove in 100. Now, 130 runs in 1956.
Correct.
I mean, yeah. I guess. I mean, with Giancarlo, now, look, it is different from with Mantle. I don't know the exact numbers, and thank you for the call, Cappy. It is different where you're talking about the 50s and 60s versus 2025, or the last 10 years for Giancarlo, where scoring runs in today's day and age should be a lot easier. But, I mean, and I don't know. I wasn't watching Mantle in the 50s or 60s. I know about his greatness, but on a day-to-day basis, was he – Dove, do you know if it was Maris hitting in front of Mantle? Like, who – you know, were there table setters in front of him that he should have had more ribbies? Was it just because he was hurt? Again, I don't know the exact circumstance behind it. But yeah, I mean, I would have been, if you were to ask me, I would have thought at least 10 times. Ton of walks for Mantle as well, just looking over. And yeah, I don't want to go down the Mickey Mantle rabbit hole, but point is, Giancarlo was expected to do a lot more than he's done with the Yankees. Marty is in Hoboken. Yeah. What's up, Marty?
Day basis. Well, Joe, do you know if it was Maris hitting in
hey,
front
Marty,
of Mantle?
Hey, Marty, turn the radio off. What's up, Marty?
Setters in front
of him. Okay, we got to let Marty go there. I wanted to get to Marty, but Marty's not paying attention. And Marty had said that he said I was a Yankee hater, so I was looking forward to having that conversation, but I could talk to myself without having Marty on the other side of the phone there. Eddie is calling from Center Reach. What's up, Eddie?
Yeah, how you doing? I want to talk about Cashman. I've not once have I heard last year when the Yankees went to the World Series, not once did I hear anybody complain about Cashman. He's done a phenomenal job for the Yankees. Phenomenal job. They got rid of LeMahieu. We love that. They really and truly need a third baseman. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Is this news to you? Like, some of us, Eddie, said that they needed a third baseman back in, I don't know, February, March?
Oh, yeah. They needed a third baseman. And I'm not really too keen on Dominguez out there. The other day, he should have caught that fly ball out there.
So what has Cashman done so well?
Kept them right atop the American League East every year. He's consistent every year. Otherwise, he would definitely be fine. They're perfectionists, the Yankees. They want to be great every year, and they don't really go with their young guys. They want to win
Eddie, that is, what do you mean they don't really go with their young guys? They've been going with their young guys quite a bit in recent years. Not only that.
I'm talking about their farm system. They like to trade them
No, they don't. They've kept those guys. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And not only that, you say they're perfectionists. Yeah. They want to win every year. They haven't been to a World Series without Juan Soto last year since 2009. You know how many years that is for the Yankees?
What about that rookie that pitched the other day? He was throwing 100. That guy pitched great. Okay. That's that new rookie they got. He's good.
What about him? I'm confused.
I mean, they need starting pitching, don't they? So it's a step in the right direction right there.
Yeah, Eddie, I'm not sure. You're all over the place, and thank you for the call. I'm not sure exactly what your point is to protect Brian Cashman, but if it's that they expect to win every year and they hold themselves to the highest of standards, I would punch back on that and say they do not. They could hope that that's the case. They have not spent more than anybody else. They have been more cautious of the luxury tax threshold. That's Hal's words, not even mine. They keep referencing that. Whereas in his father's days, you know, George, they would go out there and spend, in 2009, the last time the Yankees won the World Series, $50 million more than the next team. And also to say they make it every year, just 2 years ago, they didn't make the postseason. 2 years ago, 2023, they did not make the postseason. They won 82 games, which was their worst season in quite some time. So, now you can say generally every year they win 90 games and make it. It's not every single year. And also the losing in the postseason gets old. And they didn't just lose. In 2022 in the playoffs, they got swept and embarrassed in the American League Championship Series. And their argument is, well, we were in the ALCS. Yeah, and our argument is, well, yeah, you're the Yankees and you weren't even close to the level that you need to be a championship contender. That was 2022. Last year, you saw what happened in the World Series. They got embarrassed in the World Series. The Dodgers punked them. Now, they were there, but they got punked in the World Series. And they lost their, not their best player, but they lost Juan Soto. They tried to bring him back. Not their fault, but they didn't do enough to keep him. Somehow, he left. You could argue if you think that they're better without, but they last year went to the World Series because Juan Soto and Aaron Judge were an all-time combination. And that's no longer there. I mean, we could go on and on over the list. 2021 just barely made the postseason, lost in the wild card. Lost in the division series the year before that in the shortened year, in the pandemic year. Like, you want to say that they're great? You could be okay with that. For me, I think it's, you know, I think it's past time for a change as far as the front office philosophy. But at some point, they're going to have to show us. And they haven't shown us yet. Even getting to the World Series a year ago. Let's see, you know, see how this year pans out. But right now, they're neck and neck with two other teams in the American League East. With the Red Sox and Blue Jays right there. Where they used to be the team that would blow them away. Nick is in Westchester. What's up, Nick?
How's it going, Sal? I appreciate you taking my call. First time, long time.
Thanks for making it. What's up?
Just wanted to speak on the MLB draft. And I'm as a lifelong Mets fan like you, I am very ticked off with their pick, to be honest. Listen, Mitch Voit, good, but kind of a character issue. You have him doing freaking coke line celebrations on third base when you have Michael Lombardi. I know they didn't have a second round pick,
but they had
Michael Lombardi,
Nick.
who fell to the Royals, who is an absolute stud pitcher. amazing 12-6 curveball. You don't really get to see that
Nick, these are kids that maybe if you want to call and like, I respect your passion for it and your insight and your knowledge with it. You can't get worked up about guys who you might not ever see in the big leagues, period. And if you do, like, when do you, when these guys you're getting worked up about, when do you expect to see them playing in the big league level?
Two, maybe three years, max.
Okay, so then, and then thank you for the call, Nick. Let's talk about it then. Because some of these guys either never see it, you don't see it till 5, 6, 7 years down the road. Like, I'm sorry, I could give two craps less about the MLB draft. Worthless. The names might as well be written in another language that I have no idea. It means nothing to me. I thought it was a cool story was Holiday, the other Holiday, got drafted by the Rockies. Jim Duquette said he was the best player in the draft. He went number 4 overall, so he's going to follow. And, you know, they had a bunch of pictures with him as a kid when his father, Matt Holiday, was a Rocky. So I thought that that was a cool story. As far as the Mets and Yankees go, come on, dude. Come on. These are teams that are trying to win a World Series this year. And you think I'm going to worry about who they drafted? Couldn't tell you anything about these guys. And even the people that could tell you about these guys know nothing. You have a hard enough time predicting whether Mark Vientos or Spencer Jones or Alvarez or Lombard, pick a guy, or Volpe, who we heard about forever, then we saw him, now we're watching him from 3 years, he's still not what he was supposed to be. So you're going to get worked up about these guys? Come on, man. The MLB, like now, prospects is one thing, MLB draft, oh, put me to sleep. Maybe I should have taken a vacation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.